This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Today we're talking with Dr. Doug Koch, Interim Provost at SEMO. Doug shares information about some new programs that are in the works and the proposed 90-day credit hour degree for criminal justice. We started off by talking about SEMO's aviation program, including plans for expanding to allow students to learn how to be an air traffic controller. I spoke with Doug on the television program Focus on Southeast. First, let's talk about the aviation program. That program continues just to take off, right?
It does, no pun intended.
No pun intended.
And as Miranda had mentioned, we're up to about 150 majors in that program, which is outstanding. Another program that we have that's aviation related is our aviation management, and that too is doing very well. So those people that want to be involved in aviation but not maybe directly fly an airplane, There are numerous career opportunities through the aviation management.
And isn't there, there are plans for, what is it called, air traffic control?
Correct,
right?
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
We are working on an air traffic controller program, and if you've seen the news, if you've watched anything recently, we've seen some of the issues related to air traffic control. The retirement numbers are huge, people that are retiring out of that industry.
Yeah.
So we are in the process of developing that program. We are close to launch. We've got to get final approval from the FAA, as you can imagine. Closely monitor the curriculum and what is done there. One of the things that I'll add about that program that's unique is many programs you start at an institution and then you have to complete at Oklahoma City and an FAA facility to receive your licensure and eligibility to be an air traffic controller. The FAA started a few years back what are called enhanced programs, where you can complete all of your training at the higher ed institution and be eligible for employment and go straight to the workforce. And we will be seeking the enhanced certifications once we get to that point.
That's huge.
Yes. So definitely makes it much more convenient for students.
So if a student is interested in really, there's so many different aspects of aviation they could learn here and take advantage of at SEMO, right?
Absolutely. We're kind of creating an entire suite of aviation-related opportunities for those students. And it's a huge growing industry. I mean, transportation is key for many communities and many businesses.
Mm. Let's talk about some new programs that are in the works or currently have just started. What are some new things that folks may be curious about?
A few of the new programs we have several that are in the works. I'll hit on three or four of those that are kind of the furthest along right now at this point or have been approved. One of them that we're very excited about is agriculture. We have had animal science kind of housed under our agribusiness program for many years now. We are going to break that out and separate it out into a separate bachelor's of science degree in animal science.
Okay.
So very excited about that. That'll allow them to focus a little bit more on some of that content and outcomes for that program. As you can imagine, a huge need in the region agriculturally for that. Other areas, we're pursuing a master's degree for history that is focused on teachers, provides a nice clear pathway for them to continue their education, advance in the salary scale. Additionally, we're looking at an option in our MBA program that is for marketing. We do not have a marketing MBA option right now, so that marketing MBA will be a very valuable addition to that MBA suite of options we have within that area. And then lastly, probably one of the more recent is a MS in network security that is targeted to professionals that obviously security related to your network. It's not just the programming, it's the hardware and the infrastructure that are all critical for securing networks and our data.
Okay, so I want to, before and out of time, 90-hour credit, these 90-hour programs. This is something you told me a little bit about when we talked a few weeks ago to plan for this. So talk about that a little bit. We had about 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Or so.
I knew you were going to hit on that one, so we kind of left that one off when we talked about new programs. So we've had a criminal justice degree, a bachelor's degree, for quite some time. The accrediting institutions and just higher ed institutions in general have reached out and tried to offer reduced credit hour programs. The benefit to the students are obviously less debt if they only pay for reduced credit hours, in this case 90 versus 120, and they can get through the program typically at a quicker pace, shorter time period, and get to work. So what we've proposed, and we're in process, we're waiting on the very final approval from HLC. We have HLC as our Higher Learning Commission, our accreditor for the institution. They have been on campus and done their visit, so we're waiting on that final approval. We should have that in actually a couple weeks, but the 90-hour program reduces the number of credit hours required to complete a bachelor's degree for criminal justice. And by reducing that, we've eliminated free electives for that program. The program actually went from 45 credit hours required for content discipline up to 48. So we increased that, maintained all the same outcomes and objectives. So the quality is still there for the program. The students are still going to get the skills they need.
And I guess some programs, this might work, and others it may not. It's going to kind of be program dependent, I guess, where you can do 90 versus 120.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? I know we've got several different departments that are considering other programs, and would that fit, you know, their model fit within that 90-hour reduced credit hour program time frame. But it is not a requirement, and our CJ program will be the first in the state of Missouri.
Doug, always good to visit with you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've been going public with Dr. Doug Koch, Interim Provost at SEMO. To hear more conversations, visit krcu.org, and don't forget to subscribe to the Going Public podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.